Terry's Couch.
So I know that you and Sky are going to be cohabiting, I think that's the right word, because you've got a baby on the way. What is Sky like at home? I'm just going to ask you some quick fire questions here. Is Sky one of those like very neat, wake up, make the bed, put your clothes away kind of guy? Or is he the kind of guy that clothes are on the floor wherever I took them off?
That actually depends on the day of the week. Obviously waking up early means that he doesn't have time to make his bed. So he never really makes his bed in the week, but on the weekend, he actually is quite a neat guy. He likes a neat house and neat room, so I actually appreciate that.
And when it comes to the relationship between the two of you now, you obviously have been together for a while, you've got a baby on the way. When was the first time one of you said, I love you?
I actually don't remember the first time. Personally, I feel like it may have been me, but I don't remember the exact date or when it happened first.
What kind of a woman are you, man?
I know! But it was definitely not this year. It was like, I would say 2 years ago.
We know that Sky is obsessed with all the sports. It's not like you've got a partner who loves golf. You've got a partner who loves golf and racing and soccer and rugby and cricket and hockey and swimming and dressage and all the things. When it comes to living with him, are you going to have like a specific TV time or a separate room for him? Or are you like, oh, I don't care, you can have sport on all day, every day?
I think it's important that we both share that time together because I know how important sport is with him. But he has to share with me because a lot of the time he'll promise me to watch a movie, like a chick flick, yeah, and then it just doesn't happen. Oh. I'm like, you need to get as time.
Yeah.
Because I sit and watch cricket, which is like, sorry everyone who loves cricket, but the most boring thing ever. And yeah, so I said, no, we have to definitely share that time. I'll give him his Man United games. I know how important those are.
Okay.
But like golf,
Starting, Shavalala, it's starting. And last question, have you and Sky had your first fight? And if yes, what was it about? And how quickly was it resolved?
Yes, we have. This was actually quite recent and it was to do with baby names.
Yeah.
So I personally don't feel like there's a need to have a middle name, but he really wants a middle name.
Clarice, I just want to say to you and your baby boy, welcome to the East Coast Radio family. We have loved you for a long time and we already love your baby boy so much and we can't wait for him to be here. And thank you so much. I know, because I know you, I know that this is not something you would usually do. So the fact that you've come and you've spoken to me and our million listeners means a lot for me. And if there's anything else you want to get off your chest about what irritates you about Sky, now really it's an open platform, you know, anything. Anything.
Maybe I'll just keep it quiet for
Good
now.
And that, my friends, is how you keep a relationship together. Clarice Peterson, our Sky Shabalala's better half, thank you so much for joining me today on Kiri's Couch. I love you. And if you need anything, you know who to call. We are here for you. All of us at East Coast Radio, we're your family.
Thank you so much. Love you a lot. And I will hopefully see you soon.